David Gwine is here. He is the Director of Housing and Community Services for the City of Santa Rosa. David, welcome back. It's been too long since we've spoken.
Yeah, good morning.
Nice to have you here. So we originally called and scheduled you for today because of this circumstance of the Santa Rosa contractor who was housing a lot of his workers on his own property in trailers and under threat of fines by the city for doing so. And, of course, it sounds like that situation in particular has been rectified now, yes, or at least is in process.
Yes, it's in process, and we were able to make the distinction that the possible fines that Mr. Wolford was facing was not about the trailers. It was about a code enforcement case that we opened back in September. So it was an opportunity to clarify that.
Yeah, and clarification is important, certainly always, every day, but certainly at times like this. And it seems like another delicate line that we need to walk in terms of making sure that every bit of housing that we do have is being utilized, and also making sure that safety concerns, health issue concerns are being dealt with too, because that's part of your job.
Yeah, exactly. We're all acknowledging we're living in a new world here in Santa Rosa. And so this is an opportunity to go, okay, how might we look at residential lots having multiple trailers on it in a safe and healthy manner so that we can house folks both working on the issue and also just having need a place to live.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And I'm glad that there was some clarification, and also resolution is in progress in that circumstance. As Director of Housing and Community Services, David, I can't imagine how you will answer this, but what's at the top of your list? What is, you know, the next thing that's most important for you to do?
Yeah, the biggest picture I would say was discussed on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors, and it's also been done in partnership with the City Council. So just very briefly, there's a joint ad hoc committee called Build and Rebuild, and this is comprised of members of the Board of Supervisors and City Council. And in this group, we're looking at all things to help expedite the production of housing, everything from regulatory relief, considerations regarding CEQA, and also resources for affordable housing and infrastructure. And there's some bold ideas in that initiative that were discussed at the Board of Supervisors that will be vetted more publicly in the next weeks or so. But, I mean, how can we as a community raise the necessary capital to make sure our housing and infrastructure needs are met? The acknowledgement is, Pat, that even if we rebuild the homes we lost, we're that much farther behind because we already had a housing crisis before the event occurred in October.
Do you wish some days, David, that you had gotten a job in the wonderful world of fast food? Because this is, I mean, talk about big nuts to crack. I mean, I firmly believe that the leadership in our community has been working, double time, trying to make sure that we can make things happen quickly enough and to accommodate as many as possible. It just must seem overwhelming at times to try to figure out how to do that, especially when we're just beginning to find out what kind of economic ramifications for the city and county there are.
Yes, and I am so impressed with my colleagues, both with the city and the county, coming together to work jointly on this, working into the evening and certainly weekends to try and get going on multiple ideas. And the community as well, there's so many groups and organizations that are stepping up, raising money, providing assistance, that it really almost is a full-time job just to track and coordinate all the different activities.
It really is. And of course, here we are, the 8th of February, the 4-month calendar anniversary since the wildfires. Yeah. Your opinion on where we stand today, 4 months later?
We're entering what I call the third stage of recovery, if we haven't done that already in January. And what I mean is you know, we have first responders, police, fire, others, emergency personnel, wonderful job. You know, we had a tier of second responders, those that help with our shelters and FEMA and processing applications. But now we're into the long-term recovery and doing it as expeditiously as we can, but also as thoughtfully as we can. That's the space we're trying to operate in.
Yeah, those two things don't generally walk hand in hand in government of any kind.
Exactly. We have to hurry up. Oh, and we have to really be careful.
Yeah, we have to be thorough and we have to be fast. Those two things. Yeah. Well, it's we're obviously making progress. So much has been accomplished since the fires broke out 4 months ago, and that's the very good news about it. And it it keeps unveiling itself as an issue that it wasn't very long after the fires broke out that we started hearing we're going to need to be patient when it comes to recovery. And it seems that those words certainly ring true. And the further we get into it, the more that seems to be so.
I think we have to have some certainty so people can make decisions on their lives. I mean, they're hearing that from their insurance companies. They're hearing that from how fast they might be able to get a permit. They're looking at the design and construction costs, and there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. So we see it in the city and the county, and in working in partnership with others, is we just have to provide useful information and help people make some decisions.
And, you know, I was having a conversation, David, yesterday with Keith Woods from the North Bay Builders Exchange. And I know he was at the meeting on Monday also. And it wasn't a scientific survey by any means, but he expects that there could well be 30% of those who lost their homes in the fires who do not come back, who do not rebuild. And that, to me, is a striking number.
Yeah, I think that's I don't know about the estimate, but we are watching how many lots come up for sale in both Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, working with the county to see how many come up in the Larkfield area and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, just trying to understand that going forward. It's amazing.
Well, I'm happy that you were able to come on with us this morning, David, and be able to clarify the circumstance in Santa Rosa with a contractor there trying to house folks on his property and so many other issues that are under your umbrella, too. Thanks for being here, and I know we'll be talking soon.
Pat, my pleasure. Have a great day.